Prisopis. The county government of Turkana, through its Directorate of Natural Resources Management, has commenced the development of a plan to control, manage, and sustainably utilize the invasive Prisopis juliflora plant. The plant, locally known as Methenge, was introduced in Turkana in 1979 to combat desertification and provide wood fuel. However, the plant has since invaded land meant for pasture and agricultural production. Speaking at a consultative forum, County Executive, CECM, Ordan Leah Lakala emphasized there was an urgent need to manage Prisopis to safeguard against food insecurity, water scarcity, and loss of livelihoods for residents. She announced that the county would collaborate with the International Labour Organization, the Kenya Forestry Research Institute, KEFRI, and the Kenya Forestry Service in this initiative. The full restoration of invaded agricultural land is estimated to cost up to cash 30 million. Head of Socioeconomics, Policy, and Governance at KEFRI, Dr. Joram Kagombe, urged the county to utilize KEFRI's existing draft plan, which includes value addition of Prisopis products for economic empowerment. Dr. Kagombe, who also serves as the focal person for Prisopis management, noted that Turkana is the most affected county in Kenya by this invasive species, with Baringo, Garissa, and Tana rivers also facing similar challenges. Director of Natural Resource Management, Clement Nardio, highlighted that the Kerio and Turkwell riverine areas, critical wetlands, and Turkana West rangelands are the most affected regions. He added that value addition approaches anticipated by the plan are included in the current third-generation County Integrated Development Plan. Chief Officer for Sports and Vocational Training, Leah Losiru, reiterated the readiness of vocational institutions to facilitate training on value addition to aid in Prisopis management. She stressed that Turkana's vocational centers could prepare youths for green jobs by offering tailored programs on charcoal briquette making and fodder generation from Prisopis seed pods. Chief Officer for Agriculture, Jane Rose Tioko, welcomed the plan for its transformative potential to reclaim arable land lost to invasive species. The consultative meeting was attended by community leaders and professionals from water, agriculture, administration, urban areas management, and partner organizations including LOKADO, Diocese of Lodwar, and World Vision Kenya.